biofuels is now a major issue, of course, and we have a target in the European Union of 10% of transport fuel will have to be from biofuels by 2020. We've seen in America there seems to be a big surge towards corn production, and this has had a major effect on the markets. In Europe, we've set 10%, which is a fairly modest target. We've also said that some of that will have to come from imports. And we've also said that we would favour, in the long term or in the medium term, second-generation biofuels. We don't want too much of our agricultural land to be diverted away from food and feed production. So we don't want to see prices going through the roof and having a knock-on effect on consumer prices. So it's a balance between the importance of biofuels for environmental reasons and to lower our reliance on imported oil, but at the same time not upsetting our food and commodity markets too much. So there'll be some stuff on that in the HAPS expecting.
What about biofuels production regarding rural development? Because that's been a big thing in the United States, that putting in biorefineries has really helped our rural economies. Some of it has been funded with loans through rural development, within locally, statewide, and federally. Is that part of your plan as far as rural development?
Yeah. I mean, we had this situation with biofuels where it wasn't economical to do it for a long time because the price, the cost was too high. And because there was no binding target in the European Union, investors were a bit shy about actually building the plants. Now, the leaders of the 27 governments have said, we have a target now, 20% of energy from renewable sources by 2020. In answer to your direct question, yes, developing biofuel plants is something you can receive a grant for from rural development funding. Again, because it's up to the member states to decide how to spend their rural development funding, some may have chosen that as an option, other ones may not, but I mean theoretically it's possible for everybody. Yeah. Okay. Basically, there isn't very much biofuel use as of now in the European Union. We had a target of 5% by 2010 was the theoretical target. We're way down on that at the moment. And so there isn't that much call for imported biofuel, to be honest. The mix in, if you go to your local Total service station here, you'll probably find there's a small amount of biofuel in the mix, but not very much. We are slightly ahead of the game in biodiesel and slightly behind the game in bioethanol. So it depends on the country. I don't know what the overall picture is for Europe. Biofuels, I mean, there is a tariff for bioethanol. There's a tariff for everything. At the moment, we don't import very much, as far as I'm aware. We are hoping that now that we have a target, we have an incentive payment for farmers to produce biofuels that was also introduced in 2003 for a maximum of 2 million hectares, so it's not a very big thing. If you have a contract with a biofuel producer to produce the raw materials for biofuel, you can get an extra 45 euros per hectare on that land. Now we're thinking, is it worth keeping this subsidy now? Because subsidies were criticised by the OECD yesterday, in fact. But anyway, as there is now a market for it because of the target is there, do we actually need to pay an extra subsidy to encourage people? We're thinking possibly not. But again, this is a question for the health check debate. So, there is this tariff. What we're saying is that by 2020, when we have to reach this 10% target, we will be mostly producing it from our own sources, but we don't want to divert too much land away from food production. There will be more land coming into production anyway. I mean, Romania and Bulgaria have just joined the European Union. They are big potential production zones. If set aside goes, that brings in an extra 3 million hectares or whatever. Yields are obviously going up, not as fast as they were in the past, but they're going up. So there will be a certain amount of, the majority will come from domestic production. We're also very, very keen on moving to second generation biofuels. We don't want to be reliant on corn, sugar, whatever it may be. We want to move to the second generation, which is more viable because it's byproducts.
So you're putting research into that?
We're putting research into that. We have a research budget as well, and there's research on a national level as well, a lot going into there. But we don't think those are going to be coming on stream commercially until 2015 probably. So therefore, if we wait for those, it'll be too late. So we'll be first generation first, research into the second generation so that can come on stream as soon as possible. And then we have said there will have to be imports of biofuels from other countries. There already are to a certain extent. But we've also made the points. We're very under pressure from the green lobbies in Europe as well, and so we've said that it has to be. We are working out a system to guarantee that these imports will be from sustainable, environmentally sustainable sources. So we don't want Brazilian rainforest to be got rid of so that people can plant sugar cane. That's the basic bottom line. And you know how much we have to import depends on how much progress we've made with second generation. Frankly. The other thing is, of course, is that we have the World Trade Talks going on. If there is a deal, then the tariffs will go down considerably. And also, in the background, we have the bilateral negotiations with Mercosur, where the Brazilians are very, very keen to get a quota for their ethanol.